We are at Daf Samachet and Medalov. We're going to start again from the top. And I can tell you right now that the next Gemara will probably have to be repeated two times also. But we'll do it slowly, take it slow to the best of our ability. And again, it's going to be one of these cases as we see it. Let's first start the Gemara. I think it's only right that we start. The Beit Rabbi Shmuel Tana, we did this yesterday. A different reason that we know that a arus and can be that by an arusa, it's a combination of dad and arus. How do we know that? Says Ben Ishla Ishla Ben Avla Bitoy and Rabbi Shmuel Darshans, that it means that there's a twofold hafara. That you need both. The Chachamim do not darshan it that way. The first teretz in the Gemara did not darshan Ben Ishla Ishla Ben Avla Bitoy to say that you have somebody that needs two. They darshan it to mean either or. But that's not the point now. We're getting Rabbi Shmuel. And therefore, Mikhail and Aram Arasa, Shavio Baila, Mafir and Nadarel. Zakta Rush, Ben Isla Ishta Ben Avla Bito. Mashma, to the Tanan of Rabbi Shmuel, it's Mashma. By the way, Tanan of Rabbi Shmuel is not necessarily Rabbi Shmuel. In many cases, it is. But in many cases, it's a Braita that was learned in his yeshiva. But usually, the Gemara will ask from Tanan of Rabbi Shmuel on Rabbi Shmuel as a contradiction. And the Gemara might answer, that's Rabbi Shmuel, and that's Tanan of Rabbi Shmuel, sometimes. But again, it's commonly known as Rabbi Shmuel, but doesn't have to be. Mashma de Beisha Achasairi, Shushusa Ava Baal Shotan Aleha, that the Rishus of the father and the husband are over her, rule over her. Umeishneyim Mefirin, and together they are made for her netter. Ava Kolchad Bechudei Loi, but each one by himself not, the Mashma Shehi Beishneyim, because it's Mashma, it's two, Vein Shutumba, period. How do you know it's only by Arusa? How do you know it's not by Nesua also? You can answer because of the same rule that we said before, that by since a Nesua ain't a Baal made for Bekaitman, and by Arusa he is made for Bekaitman, right? Now, this is going to be problematic, but I'll get to the problem in a second, right? So therefore, we know it must be that her father is not involved. And the problem is, according to Tanya Rabbi Shmuel, the Durel Alel is not talking about Arusa, because he holds in Bayis Yila Ish is not talking about Arusa. Because if it were, he wouldn't need Ben Avle Ben Ish Lishle Ben Avle Bitoy. So how does he know that an Arus is made for Bekleidman? If the whole Yisrael is that we see Arus can and a Sua can't, the husband can't, is a riot that the father is not involved, right? That works in the first teretz that we said the words Nedere Aleha allowed Kaidman by Arusa. But now, according to Tanya Rabbi Shmuel, we're going to see in a moment, the Bayis Yila Ish is a totally different picture. Arus is made for Nedarim together with the husband, is not derived from Bayis Yila Ish, it's derived from Ben Ishli Ishli Ben Avla Bitai. Doesn't say a word about Kaidman. Dr. Rush, the Hachkwa debate Ishli Ishtoi loyim miyat Kaidman. It's by not excluding Kaidman. It excludes it by Beit Isha. Doesn't exclude it by Ishli Ishtoi ben Av Lebitoi. Therefore, why didn't it exclude it by this case of Arusa? So it's not a pusik that says Kaidman is okay. It's the lack of the pusik that doesn't say, Yanki, can I ask you for the water? I'm sorry. It's the lack of the pusik that says that Kaidman is not okay. Frank Gemara. So going to Tanya Rabbi Shmuel, what's Simhoya Thielish talking about? We don't need it for Arusa, and we don't need it for Nesua, and it's not talking about a single girl. So what is Mahoya Thielish talking about? Frank Gemara, Lieutenant Rabbi Shmuel, thank you very much. What does he do with my Ish? And for the Gemara, Mukam La, Mukam, the Gabash's Gareth Mukalei, makes no difference. He learns that it is going about the other halacha of Rabba, Samar Gareth Rabba. Now, that is a halacha that we didn't learn yet, and we won't learn for a few blot, but the Gemara mentions it here, and I will explain the halacha. Now, to understand this halacha, I'm going to lay down a yisoid, because this yisoid will be what we work with all day today. And that is as follows. The father, well, he's made for the netter of his arusa, of his daughter that's arusa. The father, he's really continuing his fatherly right that he had when she was single. The husband is a newcomer. Let's say, and this is, let me explain this aside very clearly because we're going to need this all day. Let's say there's a yisayma, rachman alitzlah. She has no father, right? She's 12 years old. She can mekadesh herself. Or if she's 15 and she's mekadesh herself. Because the aras be made for a nedarim. There's no father in the picture. The answer is no. An aras does not have husband rights of ataras nedarim, faras nedarim. He only can work in conjunction with the father. By himself, aras is not a married man. He cannot be made for the nedarim of his arusa on his own. The Torah never gave him the right. All the Torah did, to allow him to join the father. Let's say there is no father. Nobody can be made for a nedar.
Mother or mother.
Nobody can be made for a nedar except the father or a husband.
Okay.
As far as the nedarim, he can go to Beth at any time. As far as the nedarim, only father or husband. He's not a husband yet. If he were a husband, he should be able to make for a nedarim by himself, even when there is a father. The answer is, an aris is not a father, for many halachas. No monetary rights, no Yerusha rights. All the rights of a husband come at the time of marriage. She's an Eishes Ish. She's Mezana, she gets Skila. But, or kind of depends on her status, but that's not the point here. Right? He doesn't have sole husband rights. His right comes as joining the father. Therefore, there's no father. He's left out in left field.
Why is it that he has any claim even when there is a father?
Because the Torah said so. That's why. Because the Torah said the father loses part of his rights. She is married to a certain extent. In English, we use the word married. I don't know what word, I guess betrothed, if that would be the correct word. It's not engagement. It's much more than that. It's she's an HSS. She's Mizana. She's Chai Misa.
And it's only the marriage process, the beginning of the process.
Okay, whatever it is. I call it Kedushin. Now, however, the other way, if there's no Aris, he dies, so she goes back to her single status. She's a 12-year-old girl. If she got Kedushin and then he died, it's like she never got Kedushin. The father is continuing his right. He loses it totally, exclusively, when he has an aris, when there is an aris. If the aris disappears, either by death or divorce, she still has a father. He's still continuing, just doesn't have a partner anymore. Doesn't need a partner anymore. She's not an arusa. Yeah. Therefore what? Yeah, she's also to marry a guy. She can marry a guy. She can't marry a guy. She can't marry a guy in God. Yes, of course she's an amana. Yes. But that's not doing the Dharm now. We're not learning through all Hilchos Amana and Grusha. Right? So, in Hilchos Nedarim, she returns to her status as a single girl. That's what she is now, a single girl. Father was never removed to the picture. He got a partner. His partner deserted him. She goes back to the original state. So this is a very important thing that we're going to see throughout the day today. It's going to be in the Gaya, every point in the Gemara that we're going to learn. Not every point, 90% of the points. So therefore, a father is just continuing his status. An aris is a joined status. But he himself never had complete power, where the father did when she was a single girl. The aris dies, she's a single girl. This is only true by Eris and not by Nisuan. Because Nisuan kicked the father out of the picture. Eris didn't. That's a sight to remember. Now, Rabba says a halacha. A woman made an edit while she was in Arusa. Her Arus, I'm not going to get involved in the details. The Gemara will talk about details for a long time. It's coming up next week, not now. But let's just say the simple case. And again, the Gemara might dispute me later on in the case, but the idea is there. A woman made an arusa, made a neder while she had a husband, an aris, and a father. And her aris later divorced her. And she got a new aris. He can be made for her as an aris. He becomes an aris for those nedarim that were made by the first one. Even though it was made under somebody else's quote-unquote
jurisdiction,
thank you. I was going to say dominance, but that's the wrong word to use, not really correct. Jurisdiction. But now he's the Aris. And since an Aris joined that, even Bekaitman, he can join that on these Nadara. And he has to join that. Dad can't do it himself. How do I know that? From the word Vimhaya Siela-ish, the double lush, to tell me that prior to second Kedushin, she's like prior to first Kedushin. That she reverts back to her single status, and then if there's a new Aris, he reverts back to being an Aris. It's the no difference. That you shouldn't think that once she was an Arusa, Dad never regains control. He does. Hayasiya, first Kedushin, and if the first Kedushin dissolved either by his death or divorce, so now she goes back to the way she was before, which is under the father.
This is all Rava or just this last
one? Rava dives in from that word. It's a Mishna later on. But Rava says we learn it out from Hayasiya. So to try to remember Shemo, the parish of Hayasiya is to tell me that concept. Zakti Gemara, Bimhayasiya my Avidle, Mukum Leidok to Rava. Zakti Rashi. The Vaisiya the Aish Mayabadla, Bibanishli Shaminan, the Baabab Mavir and Abba Kaitman. And again the Rush explains me to like Mia Taka Kaitman, Kamajmiya Benazua. By omission, the Torah didn't say they're not made for the Kaitman. The answer is Mukala the Induk the Rabba, it's supposed to be the Darish Manila come on. The Nisroitna Rishus Liav, that when the Aris disappears, the Rishus, the word Nisroitna means empties, goes back to the father. The Rabbah suffered the tart now. The Rava and the Mandiyamar, Rabbah, when you were in Gairus, that learned it out from the Mayasila Ish that it's talking about Arusa. So how does he know this, Lawaka? Suffered the tart Ishmaminam, Yvav the Vim, Shaminam the Vinukra. From the Vav of the Im, he learns out that the father and the Aris are made for the Dharam. Lahavishneim, Kechan. But the Ksiv Shteh Havayas, Shaminam the Nisrek Rishoslav. So the first Mandiyamar that learned out from the Mayasila Ish, the whole concept of Arusa, says Bahayasiya tells me the halacha that it goes back, and Rabbi Tanur Rebbe Shmuel says the whole parish is to teach me that. The whole parish is just to teach me that halacha.
No.
It's the whole parsha. The Torah does that, or repeat a parsha for one halacha.
The halacha that they have to be made for it on that day they hear it, right?
Yes.
So this is something that bothers me.
I know. Right. As long as you say just now, not for 5 years. Yes.
No, because it's. What happened to the
Shemitah
and the Aris? He died.
The Gemara is going to discuss it. In fact, the Gemara is going to discuss it in five lines. That's how close you are to this. I thought you were going to ask me, which is a valid question.
No, this wasn't?
No, I mean, which is a valid question. It's not coming up so soon.
Okay.
That is, what happens if the father heard it on Tuesday and the Aris didn't hear it till Thursday? Can they still combine, even though it's not the same B'yayim Shammai?
They're partners, right?
So the Rosh Hashitah is that they can combine. Everybody has to do it on their day of Shammai. The Irish Shaitim disagree, I believe the Rambam, but that's not to get us, we learned the Rosh, and that's why you're going to ask me that question.
I was coming to a point where he heard it.
I know. It's so going to come up soon.
The world.
In fact, if you wait, I hope 7 minutes, you'll be there. Yes?
Parenthetically, it is hard to understand how one cannot separate the day of hearing for the husband and the father, given the fact that people did not travel out of
the... Okay, you're talking... I'm talking halakha. You know I mean, I'm not interested. I mean, no offense to the doctor. I don't care because this halakha applies to 2025, and they can be at different sides of the world.
Yeah,
So again, the halacha is the halacha. Whether it ever happened or not is.
No, I understand what you're saying, but what you said was perfectly clear. I didn't say I don't understand. I said it's difficult to
understand. Okay, fine. Dr. Gemara Vaita. Ibai Now, I'm going to explain the Gemara like the Rush. Again, how Rabbeinu Artscroll does it is up to Rabbeinu Artscroll, right? As you can see, the Run has a lot to say on this Gemara. The Rush has less to say on this Gemara. I don't know what Rabbeinu Artscroll does. Okay, so obviously he did not do the Run. We had a Shiloh. Baal Megiz Gaius and Miklis Kolish. Does the husband, the father, husband, we'll go with the husband. The truth is, the Rush said this could have been asked about the father as well. They are partners. Does one cut it, or does one weaken it? Obviously, every one of the two is effective. It's not like the first one just wasted his time, and the second one completes it. The first one did X, and the second one completed it. It's not that the first one did nothing, and the second one does it. It's that the first one did a certain amount, and the second one completes it. Now, what is the first amount that the first one does? I don't care who it is, dad or husband. Is it that he cuts it in half, and the Gemara is going to explain what that means in a second, if you let me finish. Or does he weaken it? What is the effect of Mr. Mayfair number one? Regardless of who it is, the Gemara uses bow, the Rush said the Gemara could have said av. Basically, the Shiloh is, the first Mayfair, what effect does he have before the second Mayfair shows up?
What does that mean?
Kagan. Well, Mamash, let's do it inside.
That's what I'm saying.
Kehecha kamebayla. Kagan. The Nadra betrays Zayson. She made a netter that she won't eat two olives. Specifically stated, I'm not going to eat these two olives. She didn't say olives in general. She said, I'm not going to eat these two olives.
Of a food.
Olives. They said.
Of a food.
Why are you saying that?
That's what he said.
I don't know. I didn't see that in the Rush, but that doesn't mean anything. It doesn't make a difference. Look, you're going to have to betray Zayson. The Shama Aris Vehefer Law. The Aris heard, canceled it. The husband, the father has not heard it yet. Wasn't involved. We don't know anything what he wants. Vachlis Sindun. And she ate both of them. She ate it after the Aris was made for her, before the father did a thing.
She ate both.
If the Aris cut it in half, which means he was made for one of the two, he canceled 50% of the netter. So now Lakia, she would get Malchus for eating a Gzayas of Isser. Because the one Gzayas was not affected at all. The Aris does 50% of the item. He knocks out 50% of her netter. There's still 50% left. That 50% is still Exias, and therefore she gets Malchus for violating her netter. If he weakened it, Isura Balmo, there's no more Malchus. It's a weakened netter. A weakened netter doesn't get Malchus. That's the question, Mai. Before I answer any questions, I like to do the Rush. I skipped the Gemara. I'm sorry, I have to go back. What does Rava learn from Avla Bitai and Ben Avla Bitai Ben Ishla Ishtai? What does he use that pasuk for? Dr. Gemara, meaning, the pasuk says, the Torah gave a right to a husband to be made for the darim of inui nefesh, that afflict her, something that will hurt her. The Torah said, a husband can say to his wife, I don't agree that you should hurt yourself, I am nullifying this netter. How about anything else? The Torah never gave him a right. Is to say it can be made for the darim that are negeya their relationship, even though it doesn't afflict her. And what those cases are, Perik 11 will spend 3 blots or 4 blots dealing with what's Beinoy LeBeinah and what's Inui Nefesh. So we'll leave it up to there. We're not going to get involved. It's up to Rush. Shabbal made the dorm shebeino lebeino. The mekroach we nixtev lamer's nafesh yishiyin kemena. When it flips her, the husband can approve it, or the husband can knock it out. But like Shemina Shabbal made for the dreaming nefesh, kigon loy oichal, I won't eat whatever it is. Loy erchatz, I won't bathe. But Shemina mekroach dorm shebeino lebeino. I feel ain't that mean a nefesh. Kigon shenadrish loy love dilasham shay. She made an edit that she won't serve him supper. That's Beinoy Lebeinah. It affects their relationship. Now, how do I know father? Doesn't say Lanoy Snuffish by a father. So the same pasuk that told us Beinoy Lebeinah said Av Lebitai. And Inui Nefesh, we learn that with a hekish of the father to the husband. This is the Rosh Hashitah, which most Rishonim hold, that a father has the same limitations as a husband. There are Rishonim that say a father has no limitations. But we're not going to get involved in that. Shita, the Rush holds, the father has the same limitations. The source, Beinoy Lebeinah, is in the same pasuk. And Inui Nefesh is in the, we learn out of the hekish between the husband and the fact that they're next to each other. They're juxtaposed in the same pasuk. I don't know if it's on the next Gemara or in this Gemara, your question.
The one that you started. And then.
So let me do the Rush first.
So this is, so we need this
pasuk
to tell us that the
Baal is
made for these
Nedarim.
Without the pasuk, I would have thought.
He can be only made for Inner
Nefesh. I'm sorry, Rabbi, are you entertaining questions yet?
Of which Gemara? The Gemara I started before?
The Gemara you just started.
Yes. Which one? Let me read the Rush first. Baal Megiz Gai is a Miklash Kalas. Arush Shemevur Ma'av. The Arush that cancels it with the father. Megiz Gai is a Masalik Chatzi on Nedr Ba'afarasai. He cuts half away. The Chatzi Nedr Nishabi Surai and half is left. A Miklash Kalas. Umezir Chatzi Ayesir Mikola Nedr. And he weakens the whole thing. Vladinami. The same thing is true. It is by Leba for a Tav. And look at the Minayunak, we pick one of the two. Because the Nadra betrays Aitan, she made a letter from two olives, the Chsinu Lutavayu. He, I mean, the Megas guy is Nisr Shayas Sholem Bisurai. So one complete Zayas is left and it's Isser. Now, the Mepharshim speak out if that answers anybody's kasha, that it doesn't have to be a distinct Zayas. It's, let's say, she made a letter of two Gzaisim of cake. So one of those two gzaisim remained totally usher. And one of those two gzaisim became mutter. So she ate both, the whole piece of cake, that's two gzaisim, she violated the answer. The like alech ilasai. I mean a miklash kolish. Kivish and niklash v'husser. Nistalik hamalkus. The weakening removes the punishment. The haidat tsarech zayas, hainu bistab. Now the Rush is bothered. Because the Gemara in Shavuot says that a person can ban himself in less than zayas. And get Malkus for less than Exias when they make their own Shvuah. And here it says, you need Exias. So Darash, that's because he didn't explicitly state less. That Gemara and Shvuah is saying that to make it on less, you would have to say he's banning himself on a morsel of that. But if he just says, I'm banning myself from that, the default option is Exias. If he explains it, he asks himself, Bechoshu. Now, Harvey, somebody has his hand up here for the longest of times, so I'm going to answer him first.
Okay.
Yes.
Yep.
There's, at the very beginning of this, there is an assumption which does not seem to be logically necessary, which is that one of them has any effect at all. I can give you at least three examples off the top of my head in processes where it takes two steps, and the first step has no actual effect. The specificity of the Bible is that it is the Father and the Oros, and without that, there is no reason I can see to assume that either one of them in absentia of the other has any effect at all.
The Gemara is making that assumption and never questions.
I'm aware it's making the assumption.
Again, I don't know why. I agree with you that there are cases that are not that way. There are cases that are machlokes. That comes to my mind right away. But, again, it's not negating here what anywhere else is. because the Gemara here assumes that as a davar pashut and never looks back.
And the Mefarshim don't look back.
I didn't see anybody talk about it.
I'm surprised. Okay, thank you.
They didn't look anybody talk about it. I will say the following, that I wasn't sure, and I'm still not sure, if you hold Megas Gaius, just for argument's sake, and the father is Mefer or the husband's Mefer, and then the other one approves it, whether it reverses what the father did. He was Mefer. Let's say Mefer meant he canceled half. Then the other partner heard about it and was Mekayim. The Gemara didn't say that here. The Gemara said the first partner heard was Mefer, and then she went and ate it. I don't know what would happen if the other partner validated. Would he undo and she reverts back to the total Isser? In either side of the Gemara. Or not. I don't know. I didn't see anybody talk about it yet. I'm sure it's going to come up as we go along. But then again, I don't know the answer.
Actually, yes? That's an excellent question. And that question per se stands in contradiction to what we just said before, that you can have a sequential, and it, unless you've got the status of the object really, really flopping around. Like
again, I don't know. That was my answer. I still don't know. Yes, Harvey.
I'm going to try to ask this succinctly. I have a kind of a two-part question. Number one, the idea that this could either be cut or weakened, if anyone's, either of these two guys' ability to have power over her at this stage is dependent on each other at this stage, I don't understand why we could either cut or weaken. H2O makes water, but if you take out hydrogen or oxygen, you don't have half the water. Or a weakened water.
That was Dr. Schwab's question, and I don't know
why
the
thought that
was that way. And I don't know
okay,
what the answer
is. I kind of thought that was his question. I couldn't quite hear. Number two, you kind of answered this question when you were just talking about the Mefarshim, talking about separate volumes and needing separate volumes. But who says that it's the volume of that was the object of her netter? Why don't we say time? Why don't we say, okay, she swore that she wasn't going to do it until Pesach. Why don't we cut half the time to Pesach? Why do we think that he has the ability to cut a volume of the object as opposed to the time of the object?
Because let's say there's no
time. The time of the never.
Let's say there's no time. She banned it permanently. She will not eat
then,
this piece of cake forever and ever. Now,
well, why do you have to say it's on the object? Then, if there's no other way of thinking of it other than the object of it, I mean, what if she says she's just simply not going to eat at all?
That's forever. We had that case in the second parent that a nether that can't be kept, which is impossible. A woman cannot go. No man or woman can go without eating for a certain amount of days. So that netter is never chal. You can't make a netter that can't be.
So, all right. So what was the answer of the Mefarshim about the volume that isn't easily or naturally divided? What was the answer there?
No, what bothered the Rush was, the Gemara Shvua says that you don't need Gazayas to get Malkus. One can get, usually when a guy eats pig, he gets Malkus if he eats Gazayas. If he eats less than Gazayas, he doesn't get a punishment. So what's bothering the Rush is that the Gemara in Shvua says that by a self-imposed answer, there is no amount of volume. Any amount of volume is enough to get Malkus. And here the Gemara
says
that you need an amount of volume. And the answer the Rush gives is there he spoke out that whoever did it, they won't eat even a morsel. So therefore, they're chayav Malkus on a morsel. Whereas if they don't speak out an amount, default option, eating means kazayas.
Oh. Okay.
Unless that there is nothing which has a legal presence, there is no food which has a legal presence, unless it's greater than a kazayas, with the exception of chametz.
Of chametz also. Nobody will get punished for eating less than a kazayas chametz. Nobody would get Malkus for eating less than Exai's Chametz.
Okay, so my statement stands even more
strongly. Again, I'm asking, that's what it says.
Yeah,
that's what it says, exactly what I said.
Yeah, no, I just think, we said short.
These two say seem one unit.
Make no difference. The Mepharshim think that it can be even one unit. But it consists of two Zaysim.
Why did it give an example of two Zaysim?
So Mr. Archko, Rabbeinu Archko said that it's only a volume. It doesn't care which food it is.
Rabbi Wachsman. Which would be like one unit.
Right.
Now, the person wants to be made for it. The problem is he's made for it because he wants it not to be chal, right?
No. Hafara does not mean an original removal. Hafara means from now and on. He can't stop the netter from being chal. It already was chal. He cannot undo what was done.
I think that's a very good point. But what I was stressing is, he's made for it now. What he's trying to say is, I don't want her to be over any more Isser, right? Isn't that what she's trying to say?
He's trying to say that I don't want her to have that matter.
Right, meaning I don't want her to have the problem. Now, the question is, even though his machshav was that, if he said the wrong word, it doesn't matter, that's the problem?
Well, it's nothing to do with saying the wrong word. He said the right word. He's made for it. Not the wrong word. The Gemara is going to talk about, at the end of the Tanakh Berak, what if he used the wrong words? That's going to be a sugya coming up, Mir Tshem. But here we're talking about very simple. He used the right words. The question is, what did he accomplish? Now, what both Dr. Schwab and Harvey asked is, who said he accomplished anything? The Gemara doesn't seem to entertain that maybe one is zero till the other guy shows up. That's what bothered both Dr. Schwab and Harvey, and I don't have an answer for that. The Gemara assumes that the first guy was effective. The Gemara just doesn't understand what was the effectiveness. To weaken the whole or to cut half? That's the Gemara's question.
This whole shayla here is like shutfin, right? Like shutfin, right?
Yes. I don't know. We're not learning shutfin and an item now. We're talking about what does the first guy accomplish? Something Gemara might touch him out. Now this brisa will have six cases. But following the rule that we established about 20 minutes ago, that a girl that was an arusa, that her aris disappeared either by death or divorce, returns to her status. Whereas a girl who is an arusa whose father disappeared, the aris is lost. He can't do it on his own. A father had the right to do it on his own until the aris showed up. The aris is gone, so goodbye, Mr. Aris, and she's back to being a single girl. That's what she is. She's back to being a single girl. That's her status right now. She's single. Her aris died. Her aris divorced her. So now she's single. And she never left her father because he still had rights over her. Unlike a married woman, a totally married woman, left her father and never goes back. But whereas a single, an arusa never left her father, the aris disappears, dad is still around. Whereas dad disappears, the aris never had single power, never doesn't get it. Now there's going to be six cases. And each of these cases will be stressing a different point. And the Rush will be kind enough to show you what each case added to the previous one. With Chiddush, the second case adds to the first. Number four to number 3-1, 4-2, 5-3, 6-4. Meaning there are six cases, three one way, three the other way. Let's see. Amasai Amru, Meis Habal, Nisraiku, Shoslav. When do we say that the father takes over what the husband had, the Aris? He died, it goes back to dad. What is the case? Kigun. Bizman. Now, obviously, she made the netter during an arusa. If she made the netter after the aris died, there's no question that the father is a regular father over a single girl. So we're talking about the lady made a netter during the time of Arison. And now, the aris disappeared. When did he disappear? What had happened? So we're going to have all kinds of cases. Bizman shaloi shama habal kaidim shiyamas. Question number one is that the husband never heard about it. She was in arusa. She made a netter. Unfortunately, her husband died. We call him husband, but we mean aris. Died prior to ever hearing about it. Now dad hears about it. right? Or heard about it before, and the aris is gone, had never heard about the netter, and therefore the father can be made for the netter by himself. Right? That's one case. Or Shishama, now we have to be gairus like the Bach. At least the Rush is gairus like the Bach. Shishama v'hafer. Or he heard and was mefer. The aris heard, canceled his part, then he died. The father finishes it off. Even though the aris is afar is now invalid, he's dead. Still, the father takes over. Or he heard about it, kept quiet, but died that day. There was no validation. Because if the aris validated it before he died, then the father can't take over. Right? All these three cases, there was no validation from the aris. He either canceled it, didn't hear about it, or heard about it and didn't do anything yet. Keeping quiet to the end of the day is de facto validation. It's like he validated it.
If he died before?
No, if he kept quiet to the end of the day and he's alive, that would be validating it. So he died that day. So there was no validation. The Zuish, in that case, Zuish Shaninu, Mesabau, the Shreif Nerushoslav. That's when we learned that if the husband dies, the father takes over. Dr. Rush. Now the Rush is explaining the word nisraitna. It means pouring. You pour your sack into somebody else's sack. That's called meirik. Right, okay, fine. The husband, like, and why is it called Nisraitna? Because the guy that's transferring is left empty. Nisraitna comes from Rekan. The guy who transferred has nothing left.
Doesn't have to be that way.
Yeah, that's the case. He transferred it and he has nothing left. The owner, the husband, has zero left. He's dead. The Irish Lav calls Chushay Levi. He bequeathed to the father all the schus that he had. Okay, that's case number one. Avo, im shama v'kayim. But if he heard and he validated it, ay shama v'shasak, or he heard and kept quiet, umeiz b'yayim shalachrav, and died the next day, and yachal hafer. Then the father does not take over. Dr. Rush, why? Kivin shekayim an aris. The aris kept it. So therefore, he was mekayim. Once the R is validated, even if he died, the father can't take over. The debtor was validated. What?
We didn't see the case where he died the next day.
Right here. The first two lines of the Amud Beis.
Oh, I thought you were still in
Russia. Okay. Shama via next case. This is, now we go to case two. Shama via the Hafrala. The father heard, and he canceled it. Or he died before he was Mekayim it. Or he never heard it. Either of the three cases, but we picked one of the three. But like his big Baal Ishmael Shemesav, the husband never heard about it, so the father dies. So now the husband hears about it, there's no father left. Zui Shishaninu, Mesav, Loinus right to the Shuslabal. In that case, the husband cannot take over. Even though in the inverse case, the father took over, in this case, the husband can take over. As I pointed out the logic behind it, a father had rights by himself before the aris showed up. Therefore, unless the aris ruined it, the father's back in his driver's seat. Whereas the husband never had complete rights as an aris. Therefore, he can't get it. As I pointed out at the beginning, if a Yisoyma would get Arison, the husband would have no rights.
Can he marry her on that day? Become a husband?
Okay, you ask the rabbi, okay? Call the rabbi and have him ask him. That's not the point now. He can't, because he can't be made for B'kaifa. Zag Zeraj. Shama via Behaverla. Vahizmig Abao Lishmaya. Ache Mesav. Zuish Shaninu Mesav. Loi Nisreit Nirshus Labao. Zag Zeraj. Vahini Yachal Afrachayuka. And he can't be mefer his chelik. Period. That's pshat in the Gemara. The Rush has a question. Tema. He was Av Havra Kokai. The Av did his part. Lama lo yavra Baal Kokai akam beso Av. Why can't the Baal say, whatever way you learn, Megiz, Miklash, half is gone. I'll do the other half. I'm just doing my half. The first half is gone. Why do I have to have... I'm not doing it myself. Dad did his half. I'm completing my half. Whatever way you learn the halves. The bottom line is Dad did his half. So why can't the dad, the husband, say, there's only half left. I'll do my half. And that's why we learn Rush, so we can give the Rush a chance. Zug the Rush. That which we said before, the rule, that if the husband, I don't think we said it before, but wherever we said it, that when the husband dies, the father dies, the husband doesn't take over. That's when the father did nothing. Then the Aris would have to do 100%. When the Irish goes up, he doesn't take over. But if the father already did have, why should the husband lose his half? Since it wasn't complete in the lifetime of the father, death cancels what the father did. The case before, the husband heard, and he was mefer, and he died. The father takes over. He doesn't have to take over. He just has to do his half. Why is he taking over? Half is gone. There's a raya from there that the half that the father, the husband did, is gone. Therefore, he has to take over. Because if the half is still there, gone, so he doesn't have to take the father's rights. He doesn't have to take the husband's rights. The husband did his half. Yet the brides use the term father taking over. Right. The Tsarakwaver Kalaneder. Mitoli Kamra Hefer Av Chokai. Yeah, he does his half. Alman is Batla Haaras, Hafaras Aretz. That means it's gone. Kivishle Nigmar Kalafara Biyamov. Okay, now I mean this Batla Haaras Av. So let me put on the table before I answer questions, because the questions are going to take me to the end, and I want to leave this straight. So far, we had two cases. Opposite cases. One case, the husband didn't Mekayim. Either he never reacted, never heard about it, was Mefer. He died, he's out of the picture, the father takes over. Case number two is the father died, and then the Aris cannot take over. And whatever the father did is gone. Now, what we have to point out is validation of the Aris does not go away when he dies. Because once he validated it, the father can't do a thing. And once he can't do a thing, he never gets that right back. For sure, if he's a Mekayim, the Aris can't take over. The Aris can't take over anything. So that's the side to remember here. And this is going to be the side that comes through and through and through and through. A father can take over because he was once alone.
Say that.
What?
Rush doesn't really say those words.
I said it.
Yeah,
I'm saying that's what I wanted to explain the Gemara, but if not, people would say, why, what, when, right? That's why I laid that down. You know, that's what they hired me here for.
Rush said
explain Gemara.
The L, we didn't see it. He meant what Rebbe was saying before.
I don't know, he didn't tell me what he meant. I just can tell you that in order to understand this Gemara, if we have that in our minds, it eases the Gemara. That's why I did this. See, when I prepare Rabbi Cohen, I say to myself, Rabbi Cohen's going to ask this question. What am I going to tell him? Right? This person's going to ask another question. What am I going to tell him? So therefore, when I prepare, I try to preempt the question. And this is the thing that came to my mind. What is the difference? How am I going to explain the difference of the father and the husband? So therefore, right away at the beginning of the day, I established that. Because it puts everything in a proper perspective. Okay, let's go to the next case. We still have a few minutes. Now we go to case number three. And the question is going to be, why is three, what's the difference between three and one? Now, in the case number one, It didn't say whether the father heard the neder before the husband heard it or not. It didn't say anything about the father hearing about it. The assumption of the Gemara is that he heard about it. The father heard about it, right? And now, talking about, didn't do anything. Father heard about it, didn't do anything. The husband heard, was mefer, he died. The father can be mefer the whole thing. Now we want to know what if the father never heard about it. Shama habayla v'hafarla. So therefore, he had no access to the netter till after the husband died. Whereas in case number one, he had heard about it before. You would think that makes a difference? So the Gemara Zuhich Yishanina Mesa Baal Nisraeg Mishaslav. Makes no difference. Makes no difference. He died. The husband died. Whether the father heard about it before or whether he didn't hear about it before, it makes no difference.
Yeah.
We're going to redo this case tomorrow with the rush. Why is that a chiddush? We'll learn about it, Mirchishim, tomorrow. Everybody should have a one.